Welcome to the Motor City Sports Rundown. We have a packed show for you today, heavily focused on the Diamond and the Draft Room.
That is right. The NFL Draft is right around the corner here in April 2026, and we are taking a hard look at how the Detroit Lions are approaching their board. But we also have some pressing news out of Comerica Park.
Exactly. The nostalgic reunion tour for a certain future Hall of Fame pitcher has hit a bit of a speed bump early in the season, and the team is having to manage expectations.
It is always a delicate balance when you bring back a franchise legend on a one-year deal, especially when you are balancing the emotional high of the return with the physical reality of a 43-year-old arm.
We will also dive deep into Brad Holmes' track record as he enters his sixth draft as the Lions' general manager, looking at both his foundational hits and his underlying philosophy.
It should be a great discussion. Let us get right into the baseball news first.
Moving over to the gridiron, the 2026 NFL Draft is rapidly approaching, and the Detroit Lions are sitting on the 17th overall pick. This will be Brad Holmes' sixth draft since taking over as general manager in 2021. It is remarkable to look back at the foundation he has built over those five completed drafts. Holmes is widely credited with completely transforming this franchise from a struggling bottom feeder into a perennial NFC contender, and he has done it almost entirely through the draft. The hit rate is genuinely staggering when you look at the premium talent he has acquired. You start in 2021 with Penei Sewell at 7th overall, who has become a cornerstone of the offensive line. Then in that same draft, finding Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 4th round. St. Brown is the classic example of Holmes' scouting department finding incredible value where other teams saw limitations. Then you move to 2022, securing Aiden Hutchinson 2nd overall, and in 2023, grabbing Sam Laporta in the 2nd round, who immediately became one of the most productive tight ends in the league. What ties all of these successful picks together is Holmes' strict adherence to a best player available, or BPA, draft philosophy. He has consistently prioritized overall talent and cultural fit over immediate positional needs. And that philosophy often frustrates fans in the moment. We have seen drafts where the Lions desperately needed a cornerback or an edge rusher, and Holmes instead drafted a running back or an off-ball linebacker because they were the highest-rated players on his board. He operates under the assumption that roster turnover in the NFL is so rapid that drafting for a perceived immediate need is a trap. A position of strength this year can become a massive liability next year due to free agency or injuries. Exactly. If you draft strictly for need, you end up reaching for inferior talent. By sticking to the BPA approach, Holmes ensures that he is constantly injecting blue-chip talent into the building, regardless of the position group. It raises the overall floor and ceiling of the roster simultaneously. But that brings us to an interesting debate for this 2026 draft. The Lions are now a legitimate championship contender. The window is wide open. They hold the 17th overall pick. Does the best player available strategy change when you only have one or two specific holes keeping you from a Super Bowl? It is the ultimate philosophical test for a general manager. The temptation to reach for a specific missing piece is huge when you are this close to the mountaintop. But I think Holmes has proven that he will not deviate from his core principles. He trusts his board entirely. Critics argue that at pick 17, the talent tiers start to flatten out anyway. So if you have a cornerback and a defensive tackle rated similarly, you absolutely should break the tie based on roster need.
Breaking a tie based on need is different than abandoning the BPA philosophy, though. Holmes has said previously that if grades are identical, positional value comes into play. But he will not draft a second-round graded cornerback in the first round just because the depth chart looks thin. It is also worth noting how well he has managed draft capital to maneuver around the board. He is not afraid to trade up if a player he loves is falling, or trade back to accumulate assets if the board gets wiped out in front of him. That agility is why they are in this position. The 2026 draft is going to be fascinating because the Lions are no longer picking in the top five. Finding impact starters at 17 requires a different level of scouting precision than taking Aiden Hutchinson at number two. True, though finding Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 4th round proves they have that precision in the building. It will be very interesting to see whose name is called when they go on the clock.
No.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we get out of here, keeping our focus on the Lions' front office.
Sounds good. There is plenty more to dissect regarding Brad Holmes and the upcoming draft maneuvers.
While we just praised his successes, the Free Press ran a piece looking at Holmes' five worst picks. Defensive tackle Levi Onwuzurike, taken in the second round in 2021, is heavily cited due to recurring injuries that severely limited his production.
It is an important distinction to make between a talent evaluation miss and an injury bust. Onwuzurike had the talent, but his back issues derailed his trajectory. The article also points out free agent misses like Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley, showing that no front office bats 1,000.
Exactly. The inherent volatility of the draft means even the best executives will have misses. Evaluating a GM requires looking at the aggregate hit rate, not just the isolated failures.
And given where the Lions are currently sitting in the NFC hierarchy, fans are more than willing to forgive a second-round pick derailed by injuries, considering the sheer volume of elite talent Holmes has brought in.
Finally, an April 23rd mock draft from Sideline Report suggests the Lions will take a cornerback in the first round, arguing that previous reports linking them to other positions were actually deliberate smokescreens.
This is the best time of year for NFL conspiracy theories. Teams absolutely leak deliberate misinformation to the media in the final days before the draft to protect their preferred targets and manipulate the board.
It highlights the high-stakes gamesmanship involved. A cornerback is a logical selection given their roster needs, but it is impossible to know what is a genuine leak and what is a calculated misdirection until Roger Goodell reads the card.
Which is exactly why Brad Holmes keeps his cards incredibly close to the vest. We will find out very soon if the smokescreen theories hold any water.
That is going to do it for today's episode of the Motor City Sports Rundown.
We covered a lot of ground today, from the mound at Comerica to the war room in Allen Park. The draft is going to be a fascinating watch.
We will be back tomorrow with all the latest updates and reactions as the Detroit sports landscape continues to shift.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time.